But really what we wanted to do was do something really, really special for Dame Vera on her actual birthday. So our event that we have planned is going to be on the iconic White Cliffs of Dover. And we've had loads and loads of wonderful support from the splendid people of Dover and the National Trust, who own the piece of land up there. So we couldn't think of anything more significant than White Cliffs of Dover to support Dame Vera. So at 11 o'clock on Monday, we will be doing something to mark Dame Vera Lynn's birthday. When you think of Dame Vera, you sing the song "The White Cliffs of Dover" in your head. You can't help it. It's probably the most recognisable song that Dame Vera Lynn ever produced. It was a song that was sung in the war that inspired hope and belief in a time when there was very little of that going around. So what we have actually done is we've managed to bring those words alive, and we have actually got bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover actually on that day, in the form of a 50 foot high structure with three beautiful bluebirds displayed on them, which you'll be able to see miles and miles and miles out to sea. And also to mark that occasion, we've got a flyby by two Spitfires, because you put the White Cliffs of Dover with Spitfires, I think it conjures up a bygone time. So as far as we're concerned, our tribute to Dame Vera is to bring her song alive, actually, and actually have bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover on her birthday. She can't actually believe the attention she's got. She's a very, very humble lady. She's looked after the oldest and most vulnerable people in our society, the old war veterans, and now she's looking after the vulnerable young children. This speaks volumes to the wonderful person that she is. When you're in her company, she's an old lady now. She's 100 years old and she's frail. But what's wonderful is when you reminisce with her about her past experiences, and boy, can she tell a story. Her eyes sparkle like she's back there again and she was 26 again. It's so inspirational, I can't tell you. And I wish we could do more to celebrate her birthday. I really wish we could, but, you know, I just think, you know, Dover, what a place, what an iconic place to actually celebrate her birthday. So it's really not just about Dover, it's about the nation, a grateful nation, actually, thanking Dame Vera for all her efforts, for everything she has done and continues to do, and just pay tribute to the wonderful person that she is, and hopefully to try and, you know, really get what she wants out of this, because I can tell you what she wants out of this. She wants her legacy to be to support her little, she calls them her babies, in her children's charity. I know that it would mean a great deal if people out there felt that they could, you know, just spare a penny or two just to support her charity. She would be, I'm just absolutely thrilled by that, because she doesn't want anything. She never asks for anything. Maybe a piece of cake and a cup of tea. She likes that.